Earlier this week, the federal government released details of its penalty regime within its direct action policy. It's called the Safeguards Mechanism. The policy is the main tool for achieving the government's post-2020 target of a cut to emissions of 26% to 28% below 2005 levels by the year 2030. And it requires Australia's largest emitters, like brown coal fire power stations, to keep emissions within certain levels. If they don't, they'll be fined. But critics have slammed the new safeguard mechanism, saying the baseline levels of emissions for the major polluters have been set far too high. The new mechanism is due to kick in from July next year. Federal Environment Minister Greg Hunt has designed this. He's our guest now. Minister, good morning. Welcome to Breakfast.
Good morning, Fran.
Where is the incentive in this safeguard regime for the heaviest emitting industries to lower their emissions?
Well, there are two fronts in relation to reducing emissions. Firstly, we have the Emissions Reduction Fund, which was always designed to be the incentive scheme. The way that works is that is an auction process, so a market-based process where we buy the lowest cost emissions reductions. And what we see is that the first auction produced 47 million tonnes of emissions reduction at approximately 1% the cost per tonne of abatement that occurred during the carbon tax. So dramatically more successful than any of the critics had ever proposed or believed would be the case, at a far lower cost. And then that's backed up and twinned with the safeguards mechanism, which provides a limit on the emissions that individual firms can have. So together, they work over the course of the next decade with the other range of activities and initiatives that we have in relation to energy productivity, vehicle efficiency, ozone reduction, which has a huge CO2 benefit. But so you bring those all together, and over the course of the decade, we'll see a reduction in Australia's emissions of about 900 million tonnes collectively.
It's the limit that the argument's about now. Your own press release announcing this says the mechanism's been designed, and I'm quoting here, to ensure that emissions reductions purchased by the government aren't displaced by significant increases in emissions above business-as-usual levels elsewhere in the economy. Isn't the point, though, Minister, that business-as-usual levels of emissions aren't going to get us to our post-2020 targets? That's the whole point. We need to change business-as-usual, don't we?
Well, this is a package that is going to achieve that. And what we see now is that we not only met our first round of Kyoto targets, which was 2008 to 2012, we will meet and beat our 2012 to 2020 targets, which the same people who are critical of this said we would never do. They made the points that we would never do this under the Emissions Reduction Fund.
With respect, Minister, and I hate to interrupt,
do it extremely well.
And we have had this conversation a number of times on the program, and we understand that, but things are only going to get harder. We know that. That's why the government set 26 to 28% cut by 2030. So that's another steep increase in the sort of cuts we're talking about.
It is a significant increase.
And how are you going to do that with business as usual emissions?
Far in excess of what others thought. Well, we aren't having business as usual emissions. What we're seeing is a combination of things occurring. Already, there's been a significant transition in the electricity sector, and that is continuing on. I was looking at figures just the other day about the changes in electricity. The combination of coal-fired power stations dropping out of the grid because we have an oversupply of electricity as renewables come on. We're going to see a doubling of renewable capacity over the course of the next 5 years. That has a significant impact. Again, you have the renewable energy target on the one hand, you add to that the incentives of the Emissions Reduction Fund, and then you add to that the limits of the Safeguards Fund, plus energy productivity, plus vehicle efficiency, plus what we're doing with ozone protection and the CO2 benefit. Together, those will see us achieve our targets. Everything that we have set out to do, we have done, and we've done it without increasing electricity prices. It's the right balance, and that's exactly what we're doing. And in the physical world, in the real world, there are projects that are being commissioned to decrease landfill gas, to decrease gas from coal-fired power stations, to What we will see there, I think, is a dramatic change in coal-fired power, which is already occurring from coal mines, waste coal mine gas, and then an extraordinary process of land sector changes with regards to soil carbons, reforestation, avoided deforestation. The real physical world is producing the outcomes through the policies that we're putting in place.
With respect, Minister, you make it sound like it's sort of all happening and it's all easy, and I don't think many people think that that is true. And
we've had the lowest quarterly emissions in trend terms since 2004, and that was for the January to March quarter of this year. So that's what's actually occurring. We're beating our targets again and again, and reducing our emissions compared with what was projected. And what we see was the lowest quarterly emissions since 2004 on trend terms.
Under your plan, under the safeguard mechanism plan, brown coal generators, that's the dirtiest of all power generators, they won't have to reduce their pollution under this plan, will they?
Well, I think you find that because of the oversupply in the electricity market, there has been a significant reduction in generation capacity.
But the brown coal generators are the cheapest generators, and they're still operating, and they don't have to reduce their emissions under your baseline, do they?
Well, we have taken away a $5.5 billion gift that the ALP gave. So there is nothing...
Yeah, but I'm talking about the effectiveness of your mechanism now.
No, with respect, if that's the term of art for today, what we see is that...
It's always the term, Minister.
Exactly. We share that mutual approach. $5.5 billion was given by the ALP to brown coal generators. We terminated that gift to the brown coal generators from the ALP. Instead, we have a doubling of renewable energy in a period of oversupply, which is seeing consolidation in the coal sector. That is the physical reality. We've had announcements in South Australia. We've had brown coal announcements, black coal announcements in other parts of the country. And I suspect that this will continue to occur. So what will actually occur in Australia is that instead of an expansion of brown coal and black coal generation, there is likely to be a continuation of the current trajectory where there is less coal-fired electricity, there will certainly be more renewable electricity, and Australia's emissions intensity and absolute emissions have been going down in the electricity sector.
Greg Hunt, can I just ask you finally about a tweet from Rupert Murdoch overnight? He's tweeted his 100,000 followers, basically calling for an urgent election, a snap election. He says Australia's almost ungovernable. Only hope is a new poll. Do you think he's right? We should have a new poll soon?
Well, look, our plan is to run a full term. I would imagine that the time for an election will be a year from now, plus or minus a couple of weeks. Our plan, our intention, our practice, the way we work in Cabinet, the way we work across the government is to run a full term, to be stable. Yes, it is difficult to work with the Senate from time to time, and the ALP has reached a point of absolute obstructionism, but we've been successful in repealing the tax in our own portfolio through the Senate. That's worked well.
Okay.
Putting in place the Emissions Reduction Fund, water reform. We've put in place EPBC reforms, which have protected threatened species. So we've put through a lot of controversial legislation. So difficult, but achievable.
All right.
And so no plans from my end and no plans from our end.
Greg Hunt, thank you very much for joining us.
Okay, thanks very much.
Greg Hunt is the Federal Environment Minister.